the young leader. Because, over the last couple of years, we've certainly found many moments to throw things that had an object called a TV and go through individual and group therapy. But let's take moments like this when we see the young leaders know that our future. Everybody, and so I'll just share with you a little bit about who I am and what I'm thinking about these days. You know, for many of you, we celebrate this day. I think we celebrate it every day. This day being tomorrow, July 4th. Knowing that our founders and the framers of our Constitution, they had some good stuff in mind. They really did, and it's important to remember that. It's important to remember this day that we celebrate our independence is a day to reflect on the fact that, one, our framers imagined a moment like this. They wrote it into the process that there might be this moment where our democracy would be challenged. But they designed a beautiful system of democracy. Think about it. Think about a republic as being a table that stands on four legs. Three independent, co-equal branches of government, and then three independent parts. What we are witnessing, West Des Moines, is we are witnessing that design being tested. And so think of it as almost, you know, a house, and it's being tested by a natural disaster. And yeah, some of the shingles are falling off, but we're still standing. And so as we reflect on this Independence Day and who we are as a nation and the ideals upon which we were formed, the ideals that informed the Constitution of the United States and all of its amendments and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, let's take a moment to celebrate that we are a nation that was formed on noble ideals, and this is a moment in time then that is requiring us to fight for the best of who we are and those ideals, and fight therefore we will. So that's what we are celebrating. And in terms of my personal background, you know, many of you may know, my parents, my sister Maya is here somewhere. Our parents met when they were students in Berkeley, California in the 1960s when they were active in the Civil Rights Movement. So Maya and I, we joke that we grew up surrounded by a bunch of adults who spent full time marching and shouting for this thing called justice. And part of the reason I wanted to be a lawyer is because some of the greatest heroes in that Civil Rights Movement, that fight for justice and equality, were folks like Thurgood Marshall and Charles Hamilton Houston, and these people who understood the skill of the profession of law to translate the passion from the streets to the courtrooms of our country and do the work we must continually do of reminding folks of that great promise we articulated in 1776, that we are all and should be treated as equals. And so that's my background, and that's how I think about so many of the issues before us. And our mother, Maya and I, we had a mother who was a force of nature. Our mother was all of 5 feet tall, but if you ever met her, you would have thought she was 7 to 10 feet tall. And she was the kind of parent who, if you ever came home complaining about anything, our mother would look at you sometimes with one hand on her hip and a straight face, and she'd say, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" So I decided to run for president of the United States. And I think what we know now is that we've got a current occupant of the White House who, in fact, you know, I was at an event recently, and this lady kept, it was a lovely Sunday afternoon, she had just come back from church, and she was asking me all these questions, and she kept referring to individual number one. And it took me a minute, and then I realized who she was talking about. So let's just think about the current occupant of the White House, individual number one, shall we? This is a person who came in promising a whole lot of stuff to America. And he betrayed people. He betrayed people. Look at this trade deal. I call it the Trump trade tax. He came in promising farmers he was going to take care of them. And now Iowa knows it better than most. we got farmers who are looking at bankruptcy, who got soybeans rotten in bins. Let's talk about what this president came in and did. He said he was going to take care of American families. Well, because of that Trump trade tax, American families today are spending $1.4 billion more a month on everything from groceries to washing machines. He came saying he was going to take care of health care. And then what did he do? He wants to roll back everything in terms of pre-existing conditions and roll back the clock on what we have achieved that has given health care to tens of millions of people. What have we seen in terms of what the current occupant of the White House has done? We have seen just yesterday babies in cages at our border. Policies that have been about separating children from their families. Policies that have been about a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. That is not reflective of who we are and who we need to be. And so I'm going to tell you, West Des Moines, I'm prepared to prosecute the case. And I'm going to tell you in terms of my background. Listen, I became a prosecutor because certainly I wanted to do what was necessary to reform the system from the inside. And I also wanted to make sure that I could be in a place where I could protect people. And so I took on successfully, and I prosecuted the big banks when they preyed on homeowners. I prosecuted the pharmaceutical companies when they preyed on seniors. I have prosecuted transnational criminal organizations when they preyed on women and children. I know predators, and we have a predator living in the White House. About predators. Donald Trump has predatory nature and predatory instincts. And the thing about predators you should know is that they prey on the vulnerable. They prey on those who they do not believe are strong. And the thing about predators you must, most importantly know, predators are cowards. Predators are cowards. And so when we look at this campaign, and we look at the task before us, it will be to successfully prosecute the case against 4 more years of Donald Trump, and I am prepared to do that. And in the spirit of celebrating the independence of our nation and honoring the framers and all those who fought for the words that we spoke in 1776 to have meaning. Let us also recognize that before us in this election is not only prosecuting that case against the current occupant, it is about fighting for an America that is reflective of our values and our ideals. And in our America, no one should have to work more than one job to have a roof over their head and food on the table. In our America, every woman will have access to reproductive health without somebody in a state legislature telling her what to do. In our America, women will be paid equally as men. In our America, climate crisis will be handled not pushing science fiction, but instead embracing science facts. In our America, we will reform our criminal justice system, and we will ensure that no baby is separated from their parents in the name of border security when in fact it is a human rights issue. In our America, our students will be able to go to school without facing a burden of student loan debt that gives them so much stress that I have met our young people who are wondering if they can ever have a family because they may not be able to pay those bills. In our America, and the America we are prepared to fight for today, in our America, we will be proud. We will lift up instead of beating down, and we will be the best of who we are, because we cannot turn back the page any longer. We're ready to write a new chapter. Thank you, West Des Moines.